Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are making our pop culture predictions for 2021. Trump's on Dancing with the Stars, Tyra on Twitch, Spencer Pratt on OnlyFans, what will be the future of Chromatica, the fate of Mr. Peanut, and Big Bird? Is he going to become a dad? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. Hello, Corey.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my evening. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Hello. Do you feel more of like a WB Frog or a ragtime gal?
Did the WB Frog die?
Well, he actually was in the car with Mr. Peanut.
Didn't WB Frog turn into something else? Isn't that a new? Isn't it like the
He did like a Benjamin Button and became a tadpole?
No. It's like now on Freeform.
look where they are now. An adult reboot of the WB Frog.
Do you think
where it's more like, of a drama?
Do you feel like the WB Frog is friends with Fergie? I feel
honestly,
like they're
yes.
friends. I feel like Fergie and the WB Frog go way back.
You know, I feel like in her, she's well known for having overcome a lot of demons in her life, and I think one of them was the WB Frog. I think the WB Frog was a Fergie demon enabler.
Really?
I think she would dabble in her demons, and then the WB Frog would rip it on up, and he'd be the little devil on her shoulder, and he'd say, "Maybe just one more." Fergie. He'd say, and he hit would, it, Fergie.
And he would have his top hat and cane.
You know, you've often heard the phrase, hit it, Fergie.
Yeah.
But little do you know, it has a dark past. It's WB Frog telling her to do one more hit, Fergie.
Does she have, so like her angel and devil on her shoulder are both WB Frogs, but one's
no,
good
no, 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 no.
one's good and one's bad?
I believe the WB Frog is her devil.
Okay, who's her angel?
Her angel, maybe, I kind of get the vibe it's that Ally McBeal baby.
Oh God, the Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga.
Because I feel like her version of doing good in the world is kind of like like a little baby pixelated dancing.
Remember, you know? When that baby, was that, I think that baby was like one of the first viral things ever. Did that baby have a name?
Baby. I think it was Ally McBeal baby.
The Ally McBeal baby.
The Ally McBaby.
There were, I feel like my mom and I would go to Target and there was just all, you know, you'd walk by the TV section and all the TVs just had the Ally McBeal dancing baby.
I don't recall. The Ally McBeal baby was around the same era for me as like, solitaire jumping, you know, when you finish solitaire and it would jump like the cards would jump. That's kind of like the time frame for imagery for me.
That was you and your tech vests and your WB frogs and your Ally McBeal.
I was really into Minesweep. Do you remember Minesweep?
That game's so easy. You just click the little boxes next to the bombs.
I loved it. I would play it for hours. This was before we had internet on computers and like you had three options for games.
Yeah.
That's what I would get up to. Hey, maybe I'll do a Minesweep night on Twitch. Maybe. Give the people what they want.
I'm here for it. I say do it.
Do you predict that that'll happen?
No, what I do predict...
Is?
No. What I was gonna say...
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, bitch, we ended last week's episode with me saying, well, shit, it's been a crazy Wednesday every month, or every Wednesday in January, and then guess what?
There was another crazy Wednesday.
As DJ Khaled says, another one.
Insurrection, impeachment, inauguration. And then they're saying investment for the last Wednesday because it was about the stock market, you know, GameStop situation.
So, oh, was it all eyes? Was it like when they go down the alphabet and name hurricanes?
Maybe. So like all of January was I. So wait, J, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, A, J. So all of Wednesdays this month in February will be J's. So what do you got coming for J's in February?
Oh shit, J's.
Maybe
J's.
Justice.
Maybe Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, that is a safe assumption, and I think that's going to happen.
Joe Biden gives us our stimmies.
Maybe some Juicy J. Maybe some Juicy Couture.
Well, I saw Jessie J was celebrating her like 10 years of price tag. Oh. It's all about the money.
Well, was there inflation or what?
Yeah.
10 years of a price tag?
There always is.
You know, price tag, is that a celebration or a demonization of capitalism? What is she, what's her stance?
She says it's not about the money.
Oh, well, what is it about?
It's not about the money.
Okay, what is it about?
We don't now. I don't know the lyrics off the top of my head.
It's not about the price. What is it about, Jesse? Tell us.
Well, it's all everybody look to the left.
Okay, very okay. To the left.
It's not about the money. We don't need your money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. So it's like, fuck capitalism. Dancing is the new currency. Mm. If you can hand jive, you can have this ham sandwich.
So my question is, where did she offer price tag as a single for free? Or was it about the money?
Oh, wow.
Or was it about the money?
Caught in her web of flies.
So that's the first controversy of February with the J. We got Joe Biden, Jesse J, Juicy Couture, and what?
And jump roping becomes the new hit workout craze.
Baby, I've been pushing that and nobody's paying attention.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, step that pussy up, honey.
Okay. Should we do what the people have been craving, what the people have been demanding? Everyone's been saying, girls, get it together, girls. Give us the predictions for 2021. And we've said, okay, we're right on top of that, Rose.
Well, we had to wait for a full moon so that we could charge our crystals.
That is the reason, yes.
That we could align our elements.
My chakras are like, baby, here we go.
We needed to howl at the blue corn moon.
Man, yeah, well, yeah. And one of the ways that we can get really in sync with all of these predictions that we've got coming your way in this episode was all of those. Can you stop shaking back there? Crouton really has something to say.
Say it, girl. Speak.
He's got his own predictions for this year.
Okay, what are they?
He said this year's going to be rough. No.
Back to the old drawing board with that one.
Okay, so should we do some predictions, Corey? The people, we asked them on the Discord. We said, okay, we've done some predictions in the past. We've done prediction episodes of the podcast previously.
I think we need to touch ET fingers to align our powers.
Do you feel it?
Oh yeah, I'm wet.
I'm feeling it. Hey, okay, so there, I just felt the spark. We asked everyone on the Discord. We even set up a whole channel on the Discord saying, submit what you would like predictions about. What if you could ask a crystal ball anything? Come on, girl, pop it on us. We'll see if we can read into the spirits and feel the vibes.
We will align our chakras. We will open our third eyes.
Yeah. Well, I'll wink mine a few times. I'll give it a little blinky blink.
We will sell our soul to the WB Frog so that he could tell us everything that's going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to be, it might get dark, but it's going to get honest. So we're going to, are you ready for it?
It's not just dark talk, it's honest talk.
It's not just, okay. Yeah. We also sometimes consult Nikki the Psychic to the Stars.
Yeah.
She said, she's guided us over the years.
She predicted Katy Perry's pregnancy last year, and she also said Katy's going to get pregnant again.
Mm. Well, I believe that, actually. Katy's in mom mode. She said, I know, okay, it's like, taking off my pop star hat and putting back on my mom hat. I said, you know what? Good for fucking you.
Right, and she can just ride out this clown album cycle and have another baby.
Who doesn't, she is the it girl, you
who,
know.
Who doesn't love Irish twins?
So over the past years, y'all have always tweeted us anytime we get a correct prediction throughout the year. And I have to say, 2020 was our most accurate. It was accurate. We were surfing Aquaria, Acaricia. And every time people were tweeting us and they said, psychic babble strikes again. For example, Katy Perry getting pregnant, Stupid Love will never come out. And then Stupid Love came out the day we said Stupid Love will never come out.
Oh, shit.
So maybe that's an opposite of Stupid Love. Opposite of prediction. What else did we get correct? Aladdin live action. Zayn being involved in that live action. A Cruella de Vil film coming out. Beyonce being involved with Disney this year. Anything else that we got correct recently?
Somebody said I once predicted a... Well, you once predicted a fire at the end of a Grey's Anatomy season. I predicted a Carrie Underwood Christmas album.
Mm. So, we predicted Wet Ass Pussy.
Did we?
Is that WAP? Allegedly. On Psychobabble 17.
What'd we say?
I don't know. It's right here. Should I pull it up?
Oh my God, no. I mean, I guess I'll give it a listen later.
I have one.
What is it?
It's the dangly thing at the back of your throat.
What's it called? Your uvula.
Oh.
This picture.
the dangly thing at the back of your throat. I think that's what they were saying. We predicted.
Oh, got it. Dangly. Yeah, I hear you now. Isn't that a lyric?
Yeah.
Is yours wet?
Well, usually very soaked, actually.
Drenched.
I let it. You know what I've been getting into? This is going to be a life changer, game changer for some of you. Instead of just swallowing liquid that I have in my mouth, I let it just kind of linger and soak.
Are you soaking the back of your tongue?
So like, I just kind of feel like certainly it's like absorbing throughout my mouth and just really just giving it the vibe of the liquid.
Is it like an extra tooth rinse?
No, it's kind of like it's like, you know, when people put their teeth in like a night cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you'll ever do that?
Yeah, I'm sure. But what are you talking about?
You're going to have a night cup for dentures?
I predict it.
There it is.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Okay, can we get into the predictions?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Should we just, do you want to pick a celebrity?
Sure, baby.
What about, actually, this is what I'm dying to know about. Is there a Rihanna album ever happening?
You know, I don't think it's coming this year.
Do you think, part of me thinks that Rihanna was all no Rihanna albums during a Donald Trump era.
Maybe. I mean,
she said no.
I think what she really said was, honey, I got other dollars to make. Y'all are still going to be around. We've done tests on the people to see if I'm still popular and fun and nice and cool to people. And I still am. And thus, I will not be releasing music. It's not like it's coincidence. She knows what she's doing.
Well, and it's not like music is going anywhere.
You don't know. Is that your prediction? Music's like, not going anywhere.
Music is out. It's now just all beeps and clicks and whistles.
Well, who would have predicted that last year we had one of our best years of pop music since, what, 2011?
I
think 2020 really nailed it. Do you think 2021 will be delivering as much as 2020?
I mean, I would be okay with the Rihanna album. I'd be okay with a Beyonce album. I'd be okay with the Maggie Rogers album.
Okay, so if we get a Rihanna album, what is your prediction of what the genre will be?
Oh, God. I hope that it's good music, you know?
I do.
I don't know. I don't know if I need a DJ Khaled feature from her.
Okay.
But no, I was recently watching, what's that? I saw Fly with Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. And I thought, I would like them to team up again. So that's what I'm
sure.
So that's what I'm willing on to this Rihanna album is a Nicki Minaj feature.
A Nicki and Rihanna.
Yep.
Okay.
Sisters.
What about
women supporting women?
We're definitely going to get a Gaga album. I feel
what?
It in my soul. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my body. I think it's going to be a Chromatica B-sides.
Oh, I would be wet for that.
I think by the time everyone, she's going to time it so that while everyone's getting their vaccines and ready to get back out dancing, she's going to release a B-sides Chromatica with a bunch of remixes of all the singles so far and a music video for Sour Candy and then a feature
just
on
remixes, no new songs.
I think a few new songs, but mostly it's going to be a remix album. I think that's what it's going to be, like the Dua Lipa remix album that she gave us.
Okay, but will we see the Dua Lipa and Normani song in 2021?
I don't think so.
That's
will
fucking
we get a Normani debut album?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
We deserve it.
I don't think we will.
Everyone said dancing's canceled. Maybe Rihanna was right. Music is over.
Maybe.
It's all about lip smackers now.
Okay, well, are we going to get two more Taylor Swift
albums?
Whatever, like folk albums?
So there'll be a third one.
That's what people say.
There'll be a third one. It'll be the same number of days spaced between the first two.
She comes across very superstitious too. Like all of this,
well,
like
does not Beyonce as well? Isn't
yeah?
Beyonce and Jay-Z are very into numbers. They love counting.
Mm. Countdown.
They're all about the price tag.
Mm.
I think yeah, that's what's coming.
Okay. So, music will be lit again.
Hopefully.
Coachella got canceled. Do you think any festival, well, there will certainly be festivals happening, but will Coachella happen this year?
No.
I predicted last year it will not.
Were they supposed to have it in the fall again?
Well, it got rescheduled to last fall, and then it got rescheduled to this year, and
but
then
like
it got canceled.
But like in its normal slot?
This year? Yeah.
And they then thought they were doing April?
Well, I think it got confirmed that it is not happening, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's foolish of them to ever think that it was.
My crouton is in there. Crouton, come here. What could you possibly be doing in there, baby? Oh, I predict he's going to get on my last nerve this year.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah. Hey, when I was little, we used to think it was get on my left nerve. You are on my left nerve instead of my last nerve. I don't know. We used to always say that to each other. And then I always had this thought, like, you have your left nerve and you got your right nerve. And you got your first cousins, you got your play cousins.
Is it like when you're like right-brained and left-brained?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you have to hold up your finger to make an L to figure out if it is your left nerve?
No, but I do have to do that with my brain cells. This is my left brain cell. Yeah. This is my right brain cell. Okay, people would like to know, do you think Harry Styles... Oh, I need to put this dog in his little thing, because right now he's playing with my... Hold on. You entertain the people.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Corey Spotlight Hour. While we're here, we would like to say Crouton is being a naughty baby.
But, and I'm back.
Oh, shit. Oh, whoa. Can't believe we got in all that hot, sick gossip.
Anyway, okay, do you think Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde will last?
Wait, when I was...
Jackie.
You didn't let me finish Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is having that third album, and she's going to announce that she married that boy that she's dating.
Who is she dating?
I don't know. Joe something?
Oh, it's going to be announced that they already got married, not that they're engaged?
No, they got a secret wedding, and then this is the third installation of her album, and it's all about woods.
Fun. That's cool. That's cool.
Who did you say? Harry Styles?
Will Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde last?
No,
I could not even tell you who Olivia Wilde is.
I didn't even know they're dating.
So will they last? No.
No, it's never gonna last.
Who will Kim date when Kanye and her get divorced?
Oh, shit.
I think we predicted that Kim and Kanye were gonna get divorced.
Oh, honey,
and
who didn't see that coming to fruition? Who didn't see that coming from a mile away?
Well, we still predicted it. Let's count our wins.
She's going to go on to an athlete. I think it's going to be a famous soccer player.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
Word.
But he'll call it football because he'll be like international. He'll have that one international smile. It'll be great.
Okay.
Somebody asked about any bird-related deaths. What are you seeing?
Ooh, with my third eye... Bird-related deaths. You know, in the past, we've predicted some murderous birds that have murdered.
A parrot murderer.
I'm getting the vibe that...
Here, let me... you want to know what my vibe is?
Yeah.
I think... someone somewhere is going to discover a bunch of dead crows just out somewhere dead. And everyone's going to compare it to the crowing from Schitt's Creek. And everyone's going to be like, what's all this omen about? And it's going to need to be taken more seriously than it is. But people are going to be very crowing.
I don't know the reference because I haven't seen the show, but I'm feeling more of a thousand doves kind of coming our way.
Yes.
And I don't know if
a thousand doves
maybe
remix video.
Maybe I'm getting $100,000 or a thousand. What's that candy bar?
$100,000.
It might be $100,000 that I'm picking up, and it might be a thousand doves. I can't quite tell.
A thousand doves are each going to eat a thousand candy bars, grands. And that's probably what they're going to die from.
And that will be grand. times 1,000, I do believe. Sorry, I just got back from the site that I had.
And how was it? And how was it?
It was grand. It was $1,000 grand. that's my prediction as far as birds go this year.
Got it. I thought you were going to say like a big bird was going to have a baby, kind of like an a la Mr. Peanut moment.
Maybe big bird adopts?
Oh, yes. But it's a different kind of...
Big bird seems like he would adopt.
And it would be like a little bird, but not necessarily the same type of bird that Big Bird is.
Yeah, I mean, he seems open-minded to being a father to anybody. I think, Big Bird will adopt. I do think...
Or Big Bird will adapt.
Well, you got to adopt or you got to adapt. You can't do either.
I mean, he is a big bird, and so he has been adapting his whole life.
Right. That's true. Yeah, that's so true. I do think puppets are going to have a moment.
Oh, there's really?
There's going to be a celebrity puppet feud.
Oh.
I do believe.
It'll
two
be
puppets,
like...
Two puppets fighting.
It'll be like, remember Celebrity Death Match?
Yes.
It'll be that coming back, but as puppets.
I do think there's going to be two puppets that really have a tense... altercation.
It's going to be...
Stay tuned for that.
It's going to be like two puppets doing interviews on a red carpet, and one of the puppets is going to like misspeak, and it's going to be very awkward for the other puppet.
Maybe.
Did you ever feel like a puppet when you were interviewing celebs on the red carpet?
Yeah, baby. Of course, baby. Oh. Puppets of the machine, honey.
Do you have any big COVID predictions?
I predict we are going to get a few more vaccines.
Okay.
Popping around. But I do think that the virus is going to mutate at a rate that we cannot keep up with. And I think 2020 is going to, I'm sorry to tell you, but my prediction is 2020... Not much will change COVID-wise because that's less of a vision and more of an assessment.
A realization.
Of the situation. Yeah, it's not going to be good for us, but that's the that on that. Yeah. I do predict hopefully I'm going to get the vaccine. I'm first in line whenever it's my turn.
Well, I signed up for alerts here, but I did the little questionnaire and I know my ass dropped lower and lower and lower on that list with every question I answered.
Emily would like to know who will be the first YouTube scandal of the year. Escándalo.
You think I know any YouTubers?
Yeah, I'm like so detached from any of that. I don't give a fuck. I do not care.
I was going to say, who is a YouTuber? Name one YouTuber.
I really don't open the app. You know, I'm sure they're out there. I don't know. Is that newly out lesbian girl JoJo Siwa? Is she a YouTuber? Would you say?
I don't know. Does she? I don't know. I've never seen her TikToks. You had to make me watch her dab.
I don't know.
Was she dabbing?
I don't know. Did we predict that Latrice Royale would have that nut brand deal?
Did she get it?
Certainly, we saw that in the cards coming.
I think it was I thought it was a little late, but good for her for getting that price tag.
It's all about the money, honey.
10 years later.
Which artist do you think will have a cosmetics line? I still think we are in store for a RuPaul line of makeup. That just, how that hasn't happened is beyond me. Meanwhile, he's hawking chocolate bars or something and like...
I think
fragrances, girl, get a grip.
I think Millie Bobby Brown is going to release an eyeshadow line.
Brown, dark brown.
It's all going to be brown.
Shades of brown.
Yeah, like beiges and chocolates and that sort of thing.
Mm,
maybe it's a lipstick. Maybe
okay.
Millie Bobby Brown's is what she's going to call it.
It's just shades of brown lipsticks?
Like lip chapsticks and...
Coca-Cola flavored chapsticks?
Yes.
I do think those soda flavored chapsticks will have a comeback.
Really?
It's, you know, scrunchies just happened. I do think...
Did scrunchies just happen?
Yeah, they came back for a hot second, baby.
And then what?
And then they're gone again. She gone.
Did your mom capitalize on it via her scrunchie making
no,
business?
No, I'm sure she'll... This sentence is the first time she's hearing about it, I'm sure.
I mean, listen, if I hadn't heard about the scrunchie craze, I don't think your mom did.
What are the fashion crazes that will happen this year? What's going to come back into style? Ooh, toe rings? Ooh, I think ooh. Toe rings.
Mood rings are going to have a big...
mood rings. Mood rings, I think, have been... brewing in that direction because mm-hmm. it's like everyone's feeling their coven vibe. Everyone's getting their crystals ready. It's like it was only a matter of time before mood rings happened again. Maybe maybe mood iPhone cases.
Maybe.
So like when you hold your iPhone case, the case changes to the mood color of what your mood, or maybe even like Apple Watch band that's an iPhone, that's a mood ring type of design.
I was gonna say the next big tween bracelet craze will come this year. It'll be just like the Livestrongs, just like the Silly Bands, just like the
WWJD,
just like the snap bracelets. The next big bracelet trend. I guess you and I should just start it though. Let's just capitalize on that.
Okay, I did like Silly Bands. Weren't
cock
those
rings
like...
for your wrists.
Oh. Silly cock rings. Silly. Maybe.
What would Jesus do cock rings?
Okay. Yes, honey. What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do belts?
Oh, no. Belts? I haven't thought about belts. I haven't worn a belt in maybe 5 years,
did,
4 years.
Did what would Jesus do walk so MAGA could run?
It's a lot of, yeah, that they give me the same energy. The people that wore WWJD definitely are now wearing MAGA. That's the T. Sorry, y'all.
Well, so yeah, next big bracelet brand, the thing in Majigger is coming.
Maybe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
What about watches on your ankles?
Yes.
I feel like that's...
for when you're stretching in yoga and looking at what time it is.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I don't think ankle watches are coming. Do you
remember
you remember those little watch rings?
No.
It was like a ring and you slid it on and then it had a little, it was like a watch ring, a clock watch ring.
Okay.
You've never seen those? Well, sucks to suck, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think the next big gay drama is going to be?
Big gay drama, like coming out of gays over COVID type of situation.
Yes, yes. The gays have really rallied together for together and against each other for gays over COVID.
I think, you know, how Puerto Vallarta was kind of the kickoff. I think it's going to be Mykonos.
Oh.
You know, it's going to be like, oh, Oh, you went to Mykonos in March is going to be the new. You went to Puerto Vallarta for New Year's.
Oh, it's going to be like a spring break. There's going to be another resurgence for spring break.
Yes.
I mean, what are they going to do? Go to Tampa? Orlando?
I don't know. Everyone's already going to Miami.
God, it's going to just be, are they going to Miami?
You're not in Miami right now? Girl, come on over, girl.
Honey, I haven't been to Florida, honey. In a very long time.
Which celebrity are we going to get starting a YouTube channel? I think it's more likely that we're going to get some celebrities joining TikTok. YouTube, I think the celebrities are done doing YouTube.
Yeah, they're on to TikTok now.
Or a Twitch, because AOC on Twitch, you know. I think we could really get a, I think we could get a Bernie Sanders moment on TikTok.
Does he or not already exist there?
He must, but I haven't really seen much popping. Maybe AOC on TikTok. Is she on TikTok?
They're going to be. She must be. They're going to be like, there's going to be a Friends cast reunion on TikTok. Mm. It's what the people want.
Is it?
Yep. And then that's going to be the next big craze. It's going to be a Full House reunion on TikTok, a Family Matters.
Hey, did you predict that the bonus Jonas would become a TikTok influencer? Because it's happening.
I, to this day, do not actually even believe that there is a bonus Jonas. He walks among us
and he is doing SpawnCon.
Whenever you talk about it, I think this was made up. This was some part of the show that I didn't know or watch because they had a show, right?
Yes, honey.
Camp something? Camp Rock? Did they do Camp
Rock? No, I think that was a movie. They had like a Jonas Brothers TV show.
Oh, and it was just called Jonas Brothers.
Jonas, I think it was called.
It's like, okay. Well, I never saw it. And I
A little on the nose.
And I didn't. And I never believed that there was a fourth Jonas brother. How old is he?
You best believe. He's old enough, which means maybe he'll start in OnlyFans.
Not old enough. Okay, yeah. Bonus Jonas goes on OnlyFans.
Maybe. I could see it. I think the bonus Jonas will have, he'll start his YouTube channel.
Okay.
That's my prediction for that. If there's going to be any Jonas's on having new ventures. Who will start an OnlyFans? Any celebrities out there that you think are going to capitalize on that moment?
I feel like Greta, what's her name? Oh. Thornburg.
How old is she?
I was gonna say is gonna start like a woke
she's
OnlyFans.
Okay.
She's gonna start like a woke OnlyFans. She's not gonna
a wokely fans.
Yeah. She's not gonna do anything sexy. It's gonna be her giving out advice and making the environment in the world better. Mm. But she's gonna do it through OnlyFans for the headline.
Believe we're going to get Tiffany Trump on Cameo.
Is she not there already?
No, ma'am.
If the Trumps are going anywhere, it's to Cameo.
And prison.
Oh, yes.
Do you think any Trumps will go to prison this year? No. I don't, and I would love to be wrong. I do think there will be a whole full year of charges against Trump. But do I think they're going to prison? No. I do think we're going to get a Trump and Ivanka divorce.
Well, he's not married to Ivanka, you little bitch.
Or wait, who is he married to?
Melania. I was going to say the same thing.
They're definitely going to get a divorce. I think Barron Trump is going to have a Twitch channel.
No.
I think he's going to.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he seems like a straight boy.
He spoken at all in 4 years? I've never heard that child speak.
No, but he's doing his thing. If I had a imagination about what like a
Barron Trump is
child
Twitch
boy
Minecraft.
Is doing, yeah, he's getting on Minecraft or something.
All right. No.
All right. Maybe. Who knows? Certainly not me.
Certainly not me.
Any other OnlyFans people, celebrities? Maybe YouTubers that'll join OnlyFans?
No, Kim Kardashian will probably end up there too. But not in like a full nude kind of
sense. I do
think
a Kardashian will join OnlyFans. Yes.
Yeah. And they'll just like, yeah, that seems realistic.
Hmm.
That's it. Okay. That's what I've got about that. Did you have any Gaga predictions other than the remix album? She's just going to exist?
I think we're going to get a remix album. I think we're going to get some leftover Chromatica like brand endorsement collaborations like the Oreos. People are thinking there's a Gaga Lego collaboration. People don't know if it's real or fake, so maybe that's coming. Do I think we're going to get another Gaga single? Honestly, I hope so. But like, I think if we get another Gaga single, it's going to be a new song from a re-release of Chromatica. Are we ever going to get the Sour Candy music video? I don't think we will. I think the time has passed and it never happened and it won't happen.
Got it. I love that. I'm just reading some of the Psychic Nikki predictions real quick. So I figured we could throw in a couple of those.
I think with the Chromatica re-release, we're going to get a Chromatica Oreo re-release. And it's going to be whatever colors are those Chromatica colors for the re-release.
Go off. Yeah. Psychic Nikki says that Cher is going to receive an award for helping the world's loneliest elephant.
Okay.
She says Justin Bieber's going to become a dad.
Didn't he already?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
I think so.
Is someone pregnant?
I think
has that already been announced?
I think Gaga will become pregnant this year.
Really?
I think Gaga will get married this year, and I think Gaga will become pregnant this year.
It's very like her to copy Katy Perry, so you're right. That does make sense.
She's very in love with this man she's with right now, it seems. So well
love
see.
Is beautiful. Love is kind. Love is patient. You've got all the Gaga predictions.
These are what's up for Gaga. These are the things.
Psychic Nikki says that the TV show Dancing with the Stars will be canceled.
In the same way that American Idol got canceled, so they just started over with season one of American Idol when it like already was a season one. They're not going to finish Dancing with the Stars. That's not going to end.
There's too many stars that love dance.
We are going to get a... who's that?
Who's that lady?
Sanders woman, Trump Sanders.
No, she's running for governor.
Who is she? What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's going to go... Or no. Kellyanne Conway is going on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, yeah,
I believe. I was going to say, Sarah's running for like Arkansas governor or something, I heard.
Hated it. Hate it.
Well, this is wonderful. I think we nailed all of the psychic predictions.
We cannot be done.
Why not?
You go, why not? Because there's more questions, certainly.
Well, this says...
Jeffrey says, what celeb is most likely to accidentally post their own nudes, but then turn it into an amazing viral platform?
George Clooney.
No, baby. George Clooney, baby. No, baby.
I think the Clune sends dick pics?
The Clune.
What about The Rock? The Rock accidentally leaks his nudes.
I think The Rock is going to join TikTok.
Isn't he already on Rock Talk?
Rock Talk? Maybe, actually. I don't know.
This says a famous movie star will get run over by their own car in their own driveway. Who do you think that is?
Oh, Bret Michaels. I think.
I was going to go with who played Spider-Man? Toby Maguire.
Maguire.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And it all gets captured on like a Ring video.
I think Tony Hawk is going to have a second moment.
Really?
I think he's going to come out with something, maybe a new version of a Tony Hawk video game. You know how that had a really big moment?
I think they still make those, do they not?
Maybe, I don't know. Tony Hawk is going to have a moment in 2021. It's like, it's been brewing.
Is he going to start hosting the challenge?
That is possible. Who knows? I don't know. What about drag queens? Any predictions about drag queens this year?
Drag will continue to drag up your life. I feel like there will be a couple new like drag spinoffs that are on VH1, similarly to how there was like that Vegas one they tried to make happen, similarly to like the celebrity one that they tried to make happen. I think there will be new and like reimagined versions of those coming.
Word, word, word.
I think we're going to get exactly what they are just yet.
I think we're going to get some drag queens joining OnlyFans and becoming porn stars.
That's already happening. Milk already did it.
Oh, honey, I saw. Oh, honey, I saw.
And?
Baby. Whew. I think we're going to get maybe Joey J.
On an OnlyFans?
Maybe an OnlyFans, only Joey. Maybe. Maybe, baby.
Okay.
If that's what the people want, you're the people.
Joe Pesci OnlyFans?
I don't know who that is. So, no.
OJ Simpson OnlyFans?
No. What about? I'm just scrolling through the Discord to see if there's any other questions of predictions.
And are there? Which celebrity thinks going to get cursed?
Cursed? Oof. By who? Is it a public cursing?
No. When is a cursing ever public, honey?
Sometimes witches be doing things out loud.
I think Avril Lavigne will reveal that she was cursed.
Mm.
That's maybe what it's going to be. And she's going to be back in a big way post-curse. She's finally gotten rid of the curse, you know. You don't think?
I think... No. I think... I think Justin Timberlake is going to have a reckoning.
Well, okay. In what sort of way?
The time will come for him to pay for his sins of the past.
Oh, I was going to say, I just listened to Can't Stop the Feeling on my run yesterday.
Well,
and
couldn't you?
I couldn't. I thought, this song is such a fucking good song.
Mm.
I was like, yes.
Is that what you were like?
Yes. I was just running down the street fast screaming, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Justin.
Okay.
And then he was reckoned, I believe.
Ooh, here is a prediction I have.
All right, let's hear it.
I think we're going to get a Jonathan Taylor Thomas moment this year.
Really? What's it going to be? What's he going to do? He's just coming back in a big way?
I think maybe he's going to have his first role again.
As like a man.
Maybe.
But he's just going to go by Jonathan Thomas.
Yes.
He's dropped the Taylor and he's back and he's got an Oscar nomination for his role.
Some type of, a big Oscar bait type of sitch.
I would actually be here for that.
I think Tyra Banks is going to join Twitch.
She's probably already there. And like she'll play like the games where people, like the shoot 'em up games.
Maybe. I could see that.
I want to watch Tyra Banks Twitch The Breath of the Wild.
Ooh. I think, you know what we could get? I think we might get a Azalea Banks OnlyFans.
Okay, yeah.
That seems like it could happen to me. It could happen to me. Will Taco Bell Fiesta Potatoes make a comeback? Jasmine wants to know.
They already did. She predicted
that. Well, Jasmine,
that
your answer is here.
She predicted that for herself and got her answer.
Okay. Are we going to get a season two of The Gay Bachelor? What is it called?
Prince Charming.
They've been trying to cast a Prince Charming for years now. Everyone I
know
in LA.
Do you know that for true?
Baby, everyone I know in LA has been messaging for years now, like, oh, did anybody else get reached out to about casting for finding Prince Charming? And I'm like, oh, honey, they've been trying to find a Prince Charming. Nobody wants to do that shit. But I think
so. Are you the lead or one of the supporting characters?
I think we're going to get a gay dating show this year. All gays.
Oh, I would be into that.
I would be into it. And I think it's going to be like a free-for-all type dating show where it's like anybody could be with anybody. See what happens.
Yeah, they call that Bachelor in Paradise, but all...
Homosexuals.
No, I don't mean to say that they did it on VH1 and or maybe it was MTV, and I didn't love it, but that's what
Paul
happened.
Paul didn't love it.
In fact, thought, no.
Do you have any crouton predictions for me? I think crouton will learn his name this year.
I think crouton will have to wear a diaper at one point.
Honey, I'm surprised he hasn't already.
He'll also have to wear a cone at one point. But
I'm also surprised he hasn't already. Let me tell you why. I think they're connected. He was having some diarrhea issues, and then he'll come in the middle of the night after the other night, he woke me up 4 times in the middle of the night. Every time we go outside, he immediately is soft serving it on the lawn. It's like diarrheaville. And then he'll come back, in his bed, and I can hear him licking. And I'm like, what could you be licking over there? That's disgusting. Don't make me put a cone on you. I do think he's going to have a cone moment. Yes.
Yeah, what was he licking?
Puppy lickens. I don't know.
So does he just
come? I didn't let him kiss me the next morning.
Does he just come put his head on your bed and say, get up, I want to go out and shit?
No, baby. He does not have access to the real world outside of normal working hours. He, when it is bedtime, he's in his crate. Sorry, I'm one of those dads. Until he gets it and until he knows the boundaries and the rules, he's in his crate.
But that's what I said. Does he bark to wake you up?
He kind of has like a little whimper, and I'm a very sensitive sleeper to that. And so I hear it, and then I give it a second so that he knows that I'm not immediately responding to the whimper, but I do get up and take him out.
What do you think you'll have sleep paralysis while listening to him whimper at one point?
It's very yes, very yes. I am always in a constant state of like half asleep now. It's great.
Well, that's what
fatherhood's they say. Wonderful.
They say once you become a parent, you'll never sleep a full. You'll never get a good night rest again.
Can confirm.
Well, great.
I'm not done with predictions, Corey. Is there anything, any type of topic we didn't hit on though? Because we talked music, we talked drag,
death.
Do you think
name some deaths? Who's dying?
Who's dying?
Who's saying?
I'm sorry to say.
Adios, world. Bye, world.
Here's what I think, and I'm not happy to report it.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Mr. Peanut is going to die again.
Okay.
I'm hoping Betty White makes it. I know that's really dark and dreary, but she's what, 99 now? She is beloved, and she has been celebrated, so I'm very happy that, like, in her old age, that people have given her the recognition that she deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if there's anybody that would be at peace with saying goodbye, maybe, who knows? Celebrity deaths. I feel bad predicting, but, you know, those are my two, and I'm not happy to say it. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're related to those people or those are your beloved celebrities. Or if you are Betty White,
Maybe it's not death. Maybe it's just death and health watch.
Health watch? Okay, yeah, that's easier. I'm also sad to say Health Watch, Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we have been very lucky and blessed with very good vibes for her. I do get a little afraid for that, but I'm not wishing it, obviously.
Yeah, this isn't, we're not cursing people. We're just, we're just counting their trips around the sun.
I think Dolly Parton could have a charting Billboard song this year.
I would be into that.
She did just do a collab with who?
I don't remember. I remember the
Galantic?
Song. Sure.
I think Galantic.
But wasn't there a scandal around that? Didn't she get mad? Didn't they use her?
I don't know, baby. I don't know, baby.
Same. I don't know it.
I don't know the baby. I don't know the baby.
There's going to be a new hit reality TV show called I Don't Know the Baby. It's kind of like a game show where you have to name celebrity babies. And if you don't know the baby, then you have to say, I don't know the baby.
Okay, sure. Absolutely. I think so, baby.
Yes, and?
I think we're going to... I think what reality shows are going to come back this year? Because that Supermarket Sweep did come back.
Yeah.
It did.
Surreal Life.
Hmm.
And it's going to be, and there's going to be like a new sort of Florabama Shore that follows MAGA supporters.
Hmm. Okay. I think we're going to get a Teen Moms spinoff.
That's been done.
Of only the kids of these moms. Now they're grown up and they're going to school and it's like my super sweet Teen Mom spinoff birthday. Maybe.
I know a couple of my friends who would eat that up, but I've never seen a Teen Mom.
Neither have I. I've never watched the program.
I don't watch it. I don't support it. I don't know how old the moms are. I don't know if the kids are teens. Teen Moms, my kids are teens.
What will Rolling Ray be up to this year?
Who's Rolling Ray?
Oh my God.
What? Who's Rolling Ray? Is he the guy who did the TikTok with the juice and the skateboard?
Oh, honey. Rolling Ray was on the Catfish Trolls episode that Raymond hosted. He invented her.
I fucking know what that is? Show seemed made up to be made up.
Okay.
I don't like manufactured fake drama.
Well,
I see right through it. It's like when I see a prank TikTok, that's clearly not a prank TikTok.
I don't give that clout. I don't give that my energy. What is that look?
I'm just waiting for you to continue to lead the charge if you want to keep talking.
I mean, I'm not done talking to you. Maybe I don't want to hang up, my dear.
All right, I'll keep yes anding, but you've got to really lead the charge.
Will Little Mix thrive as a trio?
Little Mix as a trio. I don't think they ever really throve as a quattro.
Wow. Who do you think, what do you think will happen with Jeffree Star?
I don't know him. Jeffree,
are the stars aligned for Jeffree?
I couldn't tell you anything about that person.
Me neither.
So this person will continue to be irrelevant to me.
Damn,
I'm really not trying to be a bitch. I just really don't know anything about it.
I think we're going to get a High School Musical, the musical, the summer.
Oh my God.
High School Musical, the musical, the series, the spring break special.
Okay. It's like from Justin to Kelly, but with the musicals.
Yeah. The driver's license. You know.
All right.
Okay.
We must be pretty close to done, I think.
Who's going to Wimbledon? What is Wimbledon, baby? What is a Wimbledon? It's tennis for sure.
I think Tori Spelling, Angelina Jolie, Jimmy Carter, and Jack Osborne are all going to Wimbledon. Marilyn Manson will be there. As will Heather Locklear, Joan Collins, and Jerry Springer. And Bindi Irwin is going to take over hosting. What did you just ask?
Jeopardy.
And Bindi Irwin, America's sweetheart, will take
as
over
the
hosting.
Doctor.
Will take over hosting Jeopardy.
Okay. Will we get a new Pokemon generation this year?
All of my Poke predictions are in, and it's going to be a big year.
Wow, so that's a risky prediction, Corey.
They're going to continue to ask us to pay for things.
That's a risky prediction, Corey.
They're going to continue to guilt me into not paying for the stuff. But I'm going to keep on grinding. You know, that's what you got to do with Pokemon Go. You got to keep on grinding.
Got to do it. I do think we're going to get a new generation. I do think...
You mean like after Gen Z?
No. A Pokemon, baby.
I would like a new generation. I want to know what the next generation is.
I think somebody's going to release what's that one song that was like just listing all the... We Didn't Start the Fire. We're going to get a We Didn't Start the Fire of 2021 about 2020.
Well, no, that's so late. They should have really hit that on the head earlier if that were going to be
the case. But it's still going to happen. It's going to happen.
I could probably rewrite that. I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
Rock and Roll.
Speaking of a stab
Wars.
At it, will we have any murderers on our hands?
Yes. Stab 5, the movie, will be released. It'll be great.
Great. Okay.
And... Aliens will make a big appearance on a Wednesday.
Okay.
In March. Aliens will make a big appearance on a Wednesday in March.
Word. That's interesting. That's interesting how you say that.
And Bindi Irwin will be a part of that as well.
Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we said what we had to say. I think the predictions are in.
Yeah, they're all in. They're all real.
We're locked and loaded. And I think Spencer Pratt. Here's my last one. Spencer Pratt and Heidi, are they still together?
I have no idea, but I wouldn't imagine.
They, either together or separately, somebody in that situation is going to be on OnlyFans.
I thought you were going to say that Spencer Pratt does a crossover brand deal with Spencer's, the store, to like sell black lights and lava lamps and like furry handcuffs.
Sure, sure, sure.
It'll be like when Justin Guarini did Dr. Pepper, it'll be in a similar vein, but with Spencer Pratt and Spencer's gifts.
Sure, sure.
Hawking keychains to everyone.
Yeah, I do think the Pope is going to die.
When the Pope dies, don't they do that? Like they lock themselves in the building and they have to light and they have to light fires. And if the smoke is red, the groundhog saw its shadow. And if not,
hey, what about that groundhog, baby? It's coming up. It's tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, global warming says that he's not going to see his shadow.
I think tomorrow. Yeah, this is our very first. We're going to see in real time our predictions come true or not. Tomorrow, this groundhog is going to actually. I think he's going to come up. I think he's going to come up, but he's going to be seen. He's going to seem very troubled. Foam.
He's
going
to come up out of the hole. The WB frog devil is going to be on his right shoulder, and he's going to be.
He's going to be riding this groundhog. This WB frog and the groundhog. Yes.
What if yes.
yes, and Corey?
So Punxsutawney Phil is going to show up and his fur is going to be, something's up with his fur. It's going to be a little, he's going to be missing clumps of fur in places. And they're going to be thinking, what the fuck happened to that groundhog?
Yeah, he's going to go viral. And it's going to be a global warming situation and everyone's going to be all...
And they're going to be
wake up, sheeple.
They're going to be all, maybe they were right about this global warming thing because Punxsutawney Phil's coat's a little mangy.
Yeah.
But he's also got his a nice manicure. Do groundhogs have nails? They must.
I think so. Claws.
Little claws. He's got a pedicure and a manicure.
Okay.
Fuck that.
I think DC will become a state this year.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that for us.
Me too. Me too. Me too. And that's all the vibes that I'm getting. I don't know if I've got anything else.
If DC becomes a state, will they re-release a statehood quarter?
Absolutely.
Remember when the statehood quarters were all the rage?
I did love that. Yeah.
I think I still have all mine.
Of course you do. Of course.
If Beanie Babies are going to be worth something, then my map with all the quarters in it's going to be worth something.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed.
All right. Well, anything else you've got to say?
I'm thinking, but I can't think. So
okay.
I think that's
I guess we better wrap it up.
Okay. Well, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the kitchen eating breakfast because I am hungry.
Okay. Yeah, me too. You can find me on Twitch. I'll be on Twitch. Oh, also, you can find both of us. I predict we might win the Queerty Award for best podcast.
Shit. Yes,
but
honey.
That can actually only happen if you guys go vote. So go to queerty.com and vote for us for the Queerty for best podcast. We got some strong competition, so we would not mind it if you helped. One vote a day until someday.
I'm voting as we speak.
Damn, it's that easy. You don't even have to register. It's like you just click our faces and bam, it counts as a vote. Holy moly guacamole.
Ta-da.
Bam. If you're still listening at this point, tweet us with your predictions.
Yeah.
Or
I like
put
that.
Them on the put them on the 2021 predictions Discord channel. We have a Discord channel set up so that down the line, when it happens, you can go back to that post and be like, see, y'all, I predicted this for this year. Because I'm going to be going back at the end of this year and looking at the Discord channel and seeing who said what and who's going to be held accountable for what they predicted and made true.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft and covenry. Okay. Well, it's been real. Corey, I'll see you on the internet.
Yeah, all right. I'll be there.
Bye.
With a WB frog on my shoulder.